The last local tri-state area performance of Trans-Siberian Orchestra is 1 week from tonight on Long Island. But I just want to give everybody a little slice of history, because I used to talk to Paul O'Neill, who is the founder of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, not the Yankees outfielder, another Paul O'Neill musician, and it, actually, I think, a musical genius. He came up with this idea. He had a bunch of rock band friends, and they produced a song based on the holiday classics. And the record company said, well, what's the name of the group? And I think he had just taken a train ride on the Trans-Siberian Railroad, or at least read about it. And he goes, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So that's how they came up with the name. It was just happenstance, and it really has nothing to do with Trans-Siberian.
Oh.
It just happens to be, he wanted a, you know, a quirky name, and he got it. So that over the years, fans just call them TSO because, you know, it's TSO. And they started performing, and they became so popular every holiday season that they actually have two versions of Trans-Siberian Orchestra who do exactly the same thing, but one tours the West Coast and the Midwest, and the other does the East Coast and the southern part of the country. And together, they perform all these hundreds of shows all across the country, and millions of people have enjoyed them. And so the last TSO show this year, after they performed in Connecticut, they were in Albany. Now they're going to be at UBS Arena in Belmont Park on Long Island, and the TSO East Coast drummer is Jeff Plate.
If you, by chance, have never heard TSO before, you will recognize a number of the holiday music themes, the classical holiday music themes that are weaved in and out of Paul O'Neill's original music, along with some traditional classical music themes. So there's plenty of recognizable pieces of music there. The show itself visually is second to none. We've got 20 tractor trailers of lighting and production we pull into town with, and it really is something for everybody to, I encourage everybody, just come see the show, because there are so many different elements to it. The story segment, the holiday music, and just the overall, you know, the visual aspect of what we do is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, he said the story aspect of it, they actually have a narrator as part of the show, and he does the story that's interrupted by different songs to fit the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do just traditional Christmas stuff. They do classic. It's amazing. They drop snow on you from the ceiling.
Wow.
They have laser lights. They have flames. It's a combination of every kind of over-the-top show you've ever seen, but it's absolutely amazing. The people that go see it, they never forget it, and they usually go back. I went, I don't know how many years in a row, like 10. I saw them in 5 or 6 different venues.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really good. It's an experience. It's hard to describe unless you've been to it, and then you still don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's just so great. So look for them at the UBS Arena 1 week from tonight, December 20th. I know it would be some travel for some people, but it's well worth it. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Hey, this is Jeff Plate from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You are listening to Mike and Casey on WHUD.